talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, les frères et les sœurs, lovers and sinners, porn stars and presidents, dancers and romancers, the burlesque and the Rubenesque, all you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, or Louis the 14th. But we are all children of sex. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A-women?
Hey, women.
I want to welcome you to Bastille Day.
Vive la France.
Bonoboville. Oui, oui. Liberté, fraternité, égalité, sex. Woohoo! That is certainly our motto here. And as they say en français, joyeux 14 juillet. Joyeux jour de Bastille. Happy Bastille Day. And yes, Bastille Day does commemorate the storming of the Bastille, which they did with some very sharp baguettes and bullets as well. Yeah, it was kind of bloody, actually, and they killed the governor. It was not as much fun as the way we stormed the Bastille in Bonoboville here. It was bloody, but there were only 7 prisoners in there, which was kind of weird. They kind of knew, I guess, it was going to be stormed, so they moved the Marquis de Sade, because he would enjoy that too much. But it was a revolution, you know? It was preceded by a bunch of killing, guillotining, executions, not very bonobo. We prefer to just spank you with a baguette. Yes, but there are certain similarities to our times. Yes, oui, Marie Antoinette, a little bit of the Melania of her time. Let them eat cake, she said. I really don't care, do you? Yeah, exactly. Yes. We understand how it is to be, you know, pent up, imprisoned in your castle, you know, and we'll storm your Bastille, Melania, any day.
Whoops.
You know, sometimes the baguette breaks, and that's why she said, let them eat cake. We have other baguettes, though, and... Yep, we're prepared. We're prepared. So we've got cake, we've got baguettes, and they're all in their condoms, so they're safe baguettes. Oh, yes. Les baguettes et les coquettes. Mm. Oui, oui. And we are going to have some great baguette spankings, as they say en français. Ooh la la, la joie de la fessée. You know what that means? That means the joy of spanking, which, by the way, is the subject of our next speakeasy journal. This speakeasy journal is, of course, all about splashing, featuring Danielle Watts and Chef B Live. Happy anniversary, guys, if you're out there. Yay, we love you. They're going to be coming here soon. And so the next issue, designed by Clemmy Cockatoo. Maybe I should call you Clemmy Baguette too. But in any case, she's the designer, and the next one is spanking. So we'll have a lot of joie de la fessée.
You can get it on Amazon, by the way.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, and it's not for everybody. It's just for people who like fucking magazines, you know.
Yes. It's a print magazine, so you can actually fuck the magazine. So if you're one of those people who likes fucking magazines.
And one other thing, Dr. Susie.
Yes,
it
Captain
comes
Max.
With a packet of tomato ketchup and the other thing, the yellow stuff. Mustard. It comes with the magazine when you buy it. So
very nice.
Yeah, it comes with the... It might be a little sploshed by the
what
time.
What about mayo for the Trumpers? They need mayo.
Mayo. You
know? Yeah, I mean, or that Miracle Whip, actually. No. So, speaking of which, I notice that we have Trump here, but he is well in hand, and that's the only way we tolerate him here at the Dr. Susan Block Show is in bondage, as he is on a leash, which is his tie. That's why he wears such long ones. And he's under the control of Rhiannon Aarons. And
yay.
So we're very happy to see that. Now, before we get back to France and Bastille Day, I want to make a quick stop in Ohio. Okay, actually, one of our guests is from Ohio, so maybe this will... be a little, you know, familiar in some fashion.
Ohio.
Because in Ohio, some interesting things have been happening. At the Sirens Gentlemen's Club, America's favorite porn star and our Shiro, Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
It's a stormy night, the storming of the Bastille. And Stormy Daniels. And there's her mugshot right there. Let's get that. She looks good.
She was
picked up during a performance where, you know, she did her typical thing. I guess she touched some customers who happened to be undercover cops.
She ran her tits across their face.
Oh, heaven forfend.
It was just terrible.
And here's the pussy grabber in chief. Who is still president and running around representing the United States to Europe and everywhere. And she has to go to jail, you know, and get fingerprinted and everything and put up bail. And she was released because, of course, it was a Trump supporter among the cops that kind of ordered the whole sting. And it was a setup. It didn't work too well, I guess, you know, except two of her dancers were not released. As of, I don't know if they've been released yet, but, you know, release them. Free Stormy's fellow dancers. Come on. Yeah. Well, anyway, also, it's funny that Ohio state law enforcement has deemed it important enough to devote limited resources to ensure Ohioans' public safety against Stormy's tits. Oh, please. when actually avid Trump-fellating Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio has been accused of covering up sexual abuse in the wrestling team of the Ohio State University. And let's have a picture of Jim Jordan as a wrestler. There he is. Mm-hmm. He looks pretty cute there. But unfortunately, that was not the age at which he was, I guess, cognizant of the abuse that was going on. 9 wrestlers have come forward to testify and say that this abuse went on. And it was mostly a doctor, but also, you know, similar to Trump, actually, looking at the Miss America, Miss Universe contestants in the shower. A bunch of, I guess, the wrestling coaches were looking at these young wrestlers in the shower. And yet, the GOP and Trump believe Jim Jordan 100%. These guys are standing by their man, you know. So we'll see what happens there. Spank him with a baguette.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Get him out of there. Anyway, one thing we can take heart in is that we have a lot of les frères et les sœurs and the brothers and sisters in London. Let's have a look at the protest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's that? Let's see. Okay. Oh, there's Trump baby, the huge Trump baby blimp in London and Edinburgh. You can see he's got a cell phone in his hand. And, of course, he's wearing what the English call a nappy. And it's a diaper, you know. And there's the crowds, like huge crowds. Yeah. Piss off. That's so British. Yeah. And there they are. Hello. Just, you know, and he kind of hightailed it out of there. He didn't stay too long. He, in fact, was walking so fast, he was leaving the queen behind him. I mean, so rude, but hey, what do you
expect?
You
know, Fox News said there were only 500 people. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 250,000, at least. That's what CNN said is probably conservative. But, you know, in other news, yeah, he's in a... hurry to get to Helsinki, where he's going to be meeting with his bromantic counterpart, Mr. Putin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
While over a dozen indictments of 12 Russian military intelligence officers for hacking into our voting systems have been issued, and it's all, you know, a big burlesque, in a way. It's just this giant burlesque. So that kind of brings me to my guests, I think.
Variety theater.
So I have a very exciting burlesque troupe here, and Rhiannon had recommended them. I guess she saw the show of the fabulous Hollywood Jane review. And we have here, thanks to Blanche Bourgeois,
yay!
We have Veronica Voss, Lana Entendre, and Georgia O. Queef.
Nice.
Woo! Let's have a hand, Bonoboville. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little burlesque.
So, welcome, burlesquers. Yeah. So, Georgia. You are there. Okay. And you are Lana.
Working.
And Lana, I understand you're a bit of a francophile
yourself.
I'm going
to hold it tight. I am a bit. I'm a bit more of an Anglophile.
That's
my dirty secret tonight.
Okay.
but I am a big history
nerd. Because you speak English better than French, probably.
Oui.
But it's Bastille Day.
It is.
Jour de la Bastille.
So I did bring something festive.
You did.
Which is my
nice.
My sequin French flag. I get it blown in the wind. Yeah.
Wow, that is beautiful. A glittery
burlesque it up.
French flag. I bet you could do some burlesque-y things with that.
And I have.
Oh, what did you do?
So we did a Broadway-themed show once, and I thought that it would be just a really good idea to do a Les Miserables act. So I did a chair dance to Empty Chairs at Empty Tables.
Wow.
Which is a really fun song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very sweet, very sad. Yeah, basically everyone's died. And there's a bit of a lament about it, so I thought that was sexy.
Yeah, nothing says sex like a bunch of people dying.
I mean, nothing makes me want to take my clothes off more than facing my mortality.
Yeah, I think my headsets are not too
Houston.
Good here. Abe? Anyway, Abe, can you fix my headsets, please? So, while I'm here, we have Georgia O'Queef. Where did you get that name?
Well, I really love flowers and art. And, I mean, nothing's more satisfying than a queef, right?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta let it out. I find you very satisfying.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And we, of course, love, you know, our vulva puppet, which is very much like a Georgia O'Keeff flower. Mm-hmm. It opens up for you. And this is the womb room.
Ooh.
So you should feel right at home.
Thank you.
How do I not own one of those puppets, by the way?
I know. I'm disappointed in you.
Me too.
And Veronica.
Yes.
So where does your name come from?
Oh, I chose to not have like a silly name. I wanted to, when I do something funny, I wanted it to be a very a surprise almost. So I did a little Tracy Lords thing. I named myself after a movie, a 1984 German Fassbender film called Veronica Voss.
Nice.
So okay. How esoteric.
I just love the name. I've always wanted to be a Veronica, and I feel very much like one.
Yes.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, when I think of Veronica, I think of Archie's girlfriend who doesn't want to give it up to him.
Ooh, but that's very, like, that's very burlesque-y, that tease element she had
to her.
She
is a teaser.
And I also think of Veronica Lake as well, who's just incredibly sexy as well. Mm. And just that I want to embody all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, how's my headset coming? Coming.
Oh, yeah.
Probably needs a new battery. All right, so over here we have Calista Rocks.
Hi.
Porn star extraordinaire.
Yes, hi.
So, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be here on Bastille Day.
And Ohioan.
I'm actually a Hoosier, an Indianan.
Oh, you're an Indianan. Okay, close enough.
But a Hoosier.
I mix those up sometimes.
Oh, they're very close.
Those
about
are kind of
close.
Thing. Okay, but from the Midwest and out here in L.A.
Yeah.
to be part of the wild sex industry.
Yeah. I've lived in L.A., I guess, since the 90s on and off. And, I mean, it's my favorite city in the United States. I love Los Angeles, the thing with the angels and, you know, just Los Angeles in general. Mm-hmm. If I have to be in the United States under that guy's thumb right now, then LA's the city that I think is the one.
And how come you got into porn?
Originally, I got into porn in, I started off when I was 18 years old, which was way back in the 90s sometime. And I kind of just got into porn on a lark, on a whim, and I thought it would be fun. And then kind of when I went into porn again, I was in San Francisco. I was having a wonderful time being a lusty lady, a peep show dancer, and just expressing myself. But it was really about being body positive, and I wanted to see bodies that represented me. In porn, and I wanted to see what it would look like if I had sex and if I was sexy. And so, yeah, I just kind of, like, I had to do porn. It was just something that I felt like it was my calling.
Me too. Mm.
Yeah.
So you do like being called a BBW porn star?
Yeah, like, when I was first getting into porn, I was Rubenesque. They had
Rubenesque,
even
that's
why
it rhymes with burlesque. It seems good to start the show.
Yeah, I thought that was a great comparison. And they didn't even have a category for porn that was BBW. It was just they threw you in and you were just like, you happen to be a fat girl or whatever. But now there's a whole niche For BBW, that's just...
En français, c'est niche.
Et niche. Et c'est niche.
S'il vous plaît.
C'est niche.
Oui, oui.
Comment je te parle?
Gourmet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that sounds good. And, you know, I mean, I think that burlesque is all about being body positive. That's why a
Absolutely.
Lot of women
yeah,
really love burlesque these days. Mm-hmm. I think it used to be that burlesque was entertainment more for the male persuasion. Now it seems like, you know, because guys are into going to the strip clubs, it's more the striptease might be for the ladies and couples, right?
Yeah, for guys.
We see a lot
and
of
guys.
That
yeah.
at our shows. Hey. I think women are really into it because it's a really fun environment. Mm-hmm. It's non-threatening. I think a lot of people, men, women, everybody, are kind of intrigued by it. Like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. And kind of like it's a like a voyeuristic thing where you kind of imagine yourself also doing it.
Mm. Yeah, and it's like a safe, empowering space.
Absolutely.
I would say, actually, yeah, the majority of our audience is either female or couples there on a date. And there's a few old regulars that are like old, you know, they're men from a different generation, and I think they miss that sort of... And they're horny. 100% they're horny. But they're like, I think they don't like modern strip clubs, so they still go to burlesque shows.
I feel like a lot of guys are not allowed to go to the modern strip club. Like they're not supposed to, even though they do or whatever. But I feel like burlesque is this way to be like, honey, let's go out and do this thing. Or it's a way to kind of bridge now, maybe after this we'll be more comfortable. Maybe
Definitely.
We can
right.
go
yeah.
to a strip club.
Yeah.
It won't be so painful for them or something. It's like, it's awesome.
And we're a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, totally.
Now, would you say burlesque is always combining sexual movement or erotic movement with humor? Is that a good...
I think there's a really large spectrum. I think sometimes it is funny or weird or, you know, just a stranger making a statement, and at the other end it's just like pure sex and sensuality, and so you get a little bit of everything, especially in the Los
yeah,
Angeles
the,
scene.
I mean, the origin of the word burlesque was to like burlesque
close,
something was
close,
to
nice.
Was to make,
make
fun of it
of
or to mock it or parody
yeah.
it. But
it's
now
actually
it's
Italian, Max. Hey. I thought it was French. I
well,
thought
it sounds like
burlesque.
It should be French.
It sounds French.
Actually,
yeah.
when I was 15, literally, and my mother took me back to Italy, I couldn't work. So somehow I got myself involved in variety theater.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was 15. I was very tall and very handsome. I love... And
you're
I
still very tall and very handsome, darling. And your baguette, ooh and la I, la. Oh,
and yeah. I had a ducktail, so it looked very much like Elvis in a way. So I decided that I would do Elvis and Jerry Lewis imitations. So I traveled with this wonderful variety theater of all these women from Romania and from all these. This was 1957. So, and we had burlesque. It was wonderful. It was great.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And very old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you would go backstage and there was this, like, aroma.
We still have that. Yeah. I think every backstage does.
Just from theater, you know? It's great. Anyway. Great.
And you're not talking about the French perfume. You're talking about the women.
The
au queef part
exactly.
of that.
Oh, the queef.
Yeah, oui, oui.
Exactly.
Un peu de queef.
But yeah, but now burlesque Peut-être. Is kind of everything. Like we still, I do mostly comedy acts, but you know, there's sultry, there's super high intensity dance. There can be really serious or dramatic. I mean, Veronica's style is completely different from mine and Lana's as well.
Totally.
So you can encompass basically everything.
So you're performing in the Hollywood Jane Review,
yes.
And you want to throw out there when you're performing and where?
Yeah, we actually have a show this Tuesday at the Rockwell at 8:00.
Right.
Nice.
It's going to be a toy-themed show.
Toys
we do
and games.
Yes, toys and games. Toy box burlesque.
Oh, what kind of toys? I mean, like vibrators and dildos. Those are the kind
maybe.
Of toys I like.
Maybe. I mean.
Maybe.
Yeah. Tease.
I mean, you can use toys for a lot of different things.
There's always a surprise when you open
and when
up our
and
boxes.
What do you have?
I have tickets. I'm very excited.
Oh, it's going to be
fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
it's Rhiannon, you had seen them perform. It was a different thing, not the toy box.
It was the Jurassic Park themed review, which was called Jurassic Peak. What really got me was a John Hammond and Nedry act.
Yes.
You guys went all the way. There was a whole layer of stripping.
Hey, I'm John Hammond. What's
you,
up?
You were, okay, yes. That you know, you had me when you had the tassels and the mustache on. I was like, what? This is fucking genius.
I'm always so amazed at how many times Veronica can manage to end up in a beard in a G-string. It's
She's fabulous.
She doesn't
beard
have
and
me.
A G-string. I'd like to see that.
That's pretty good.
Well, now, speaking of that, I mean, I don't know if that's what you're going to demonstrate, being in a beard and a G-string. But that would be nice. But
I
hear you're going to demonstrate something.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little bow work, a little glove peel.
Okay, let's do it.
You want to do
that? We have our music. Actually, let's have make a little room so maybe some people can
let's
sit back
some
here
chairs.
With me. You can
go
come. Oh, don't drop the French flag.
No.
Oh,
no. We have to burn it.
What are you doing here?
I'm fired.
You're fired. Get out of here.
You have to go back in the Bastille.
Trump, you go in the corner.
Shit. Hang on.
I think we have to get ready here.
This is...
Okay. Here, come on in here. And so...
Okay.
So this is just like how to use some gloves.
And whose phone is that?
Take this home for your special someone or...
So we're situating ourselves very nicely on the bed here. I'm next to sexy, Rubenesque Rhiannon.
Hello.
From the burlesque to the Rubenesque. To the Romanesque. Captain Max. My baguette is broken.
Oh,
get
no.
another one.
There's another one, though.
I do. I have other ones.
There's always another one.
Whenever you want to start back there, we're ready up front here. We're all smiling and cute.
Ow!
Woo! Woo!
Childhood.
Ow, ow, ow! Yeah.
boss of the Hollywood Jane Review. Live from Bonoboville on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Veronica Voss of the Hollywood Jane Review. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
So that's the boa play, the glove removal. These are classic burlesque moves, I guess.
The beard removal is for another show, for sure.
The beard removal.
Yeah, you got to start with the basics.
Uh-huh. Right. No, I understand. I understand. I actually wrote the definition of striptease for the Wiley-Blackwell Encyclopedia of Human Sexuality. How about
amazing.
That? Yeah, so I know a little something about it. One of my favorite actual examples of striptease, I think people have been stripping ever since there's been clothing. I mean, you know, basically ever since people started putting like animal skins and foliage all over themselves, whenever they would take it off, it would be exciting to somebody. You know. So striptease is as old as clothes, I think. One of my favorite examples of it is Aristophanes' Greek play Lysistrata.
Oh yeah.
Where actually probably all those women were played by men, but it's a bunch of women who decide to tease the men because they are all dying and killing in a big war, the Peloponnesian War actually. And the women decide, you know, we're not just going to sort of lay down and spread our legs for these men. We're going to tease them until they lay down their swords and pick up their baguettes, you know? And anyway, it worked, at least in the play. They stopped the war. I don't know if we can do that, if Stormy can do that.
We could try.
If we can storm the Bastille in that way, but we could try. We can try. And I think that burlesque is a force for peace through pleasure.
Indeed.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I've also had as a guest on my show Tempest Storm.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Yes, indeed. Yay. I had her on the show a few years ago. She's still wonderful. And I think there's still a movie being made about her. I don't know if it's been released yet, but Tempest Storm is a classic. And we had on the show in 1996, Betty Page.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
She showed her face, too?
No. Oh. I had her on. That was when I had her on the phone, but she was on. Her PR guy said she'll be on for 10 minutes. It was a big deal to have her get on in the phone booth or whatever it was in 1996. And then she had such a good time. She's Southern, so she's got an accent. That she stayed for an hour and a half. Yeah. And I said, how do you, you know, sort of reconcile your striptease background with your Christianity? She said, God created us naked as jaybirds, so I reckon he don't mind.
That's very true.
All right. So anyway, so that was great. And you specialize, Georgia O'Keeffe, would you say, in comedy?
Yeah, I do comedy, or I would say like cosplay burlesque. So I do a lot of tributes to various characters. So in Jurassic...
Are you a tribute right now?
No, today I was just feeling myself.
Oh, this is you.
This is just me.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do like Dr. Ian Malkin for Jurassic Park, or for this show on Tuesday, I'm Skeletor. So I like to always do sort of funny or even like male personas, but with a sexy feminine twist.
You
want to
use my baguette?
Oh. I'll just leave it like this for the rest of the show.
Sure.
I know, right? Thank you.
Yeah, you definitely need that for your act.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One reason to keep eating gluten.
Oh, my.
So you're going to come do our show sometime, for sure.
Hmm?
You'll come do our show
for us. Oh, yeah. I was actually a judge at a Burly Picks festival.
Yeah, that just happened recently.
Yeah, but I did it like a couple years ago at Faye Dodo?
Fay-do-do, yeah.
Fay-do-do, right, Fay-do-do. Right.
I think Veronica has a story about the latest Burley Picks.
Oh, I just won that.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
Mm. Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. And I won. I'm going to go compete and represent the entire state of California in the international Burley Picks.
Wow. Well, good for you.
Thank you. Not in a beer, though. Oh. So sorry.
Okay. Okay. And what is your specialty, Miss Anglophile? Mana, entendre. That's French, entendre.
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure if I have a specialty. I kind of go all over the map. I like to be a little subversive.
I can't hear what you're saying.
And,
Oh, there they are. She was saying, and I said, and Danielle and Be Live are here. Well, hello.
I didn't want to interrupt the beautiful
woman
as she was speaking.
Interrupt away.
I'm in awe of all of this beauty here.
There's
all
a
of
lot
this
of
feminine
we have
energy.
Les burlesques, les rubenesques, les coquettes. The baguette.
Oui.
Okay, don't talk off the microphone or you get spanked with a baguette.
We wore red, white, and blue for you.
Le rouge, le blanc, et le bleu. I don't know if that's the right order.
I'm convinced.
Uh-huh. So we have to interrupt this interview for a very special announcement. Happy anniversary to you. It's Be Live and Danielle's second anniversary. Two wedding years. Anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we went to Vegas.
Married.
And
yes.
Just fast and furious and very simple. And
careful. But they got pictures.
We weren't going to come because I had this crazy neurotic like cleaning thing that happened where I'm like, I'm married and I need to have a clean house, and it was retarded, and I'm so glad
wow,
I came to my
you
senses.
Wow, you sound like my mother.
It was insane. Probably
like your mother.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was hearing about that right before the show. And I just know one thing about Danielle Watts. You got to let her be. She's also known as Stormy Danielle. So you gotta let
for
her
good reason.
Just work through her
real storm.
Her eddies and flows.
Thank you.
And here you are.
Mama well, Susie.
Yes. Anyway, we're glad to have you here. And
I'm
happy
really glad
and,
to be
and
here.
You still have a price tag on your hat, and that's
it's
very
part
cool.
Of the
yeah,
charm.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
got
it's,
it. Yes.
I'm hip.
It's very French.
I'm dope.
Okay.
I'm woke.
Fresh French. Okay. And we have burlesque and we have Rubenesque and
a
how much time
lady
do we have
in green
in the
who
show?
I interrupted and I would love to know more about.
Anybody know how much time we have?
5 minutes.
You have 10 hard minutes.
10 hard minutes.
Yep.
Do we have another burlesque? I mean, I know you were supposed to do that. Does anybody want to do another burlesque demonstration?
I mean, Phoenix does.
Pretty well strapped in here. I don't know about that.
Phoenix.
Oh.
Strapped
well,
in.
You know, we could always do that. Phoenix could take her bra off, and that's burlesque right there. Mm-hmm,
that's
baby.
Great.
Woohoo.
That's very
okay.
Nice.
Just, you know, give them a little tease. That's very burlesque.
I'm going to take that as a no or a... You're talking. All right.
Oh,
who's
man.
I
Be
know,
Live
huh?
always has a good lap dance in him.
Right? Do a lap dance for the ladies? I don't know.
Is that the traditional second
he needs
wedding
some sexy
anniversary
energy today.
I was being
such a cunt. I was like being just doing all the raw, all the unsexy things. Like, please, he could use some, you know.
I forgot my dollar bills.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Well,
we're really
thing,
capitalist.
One thing I was thinking is that, you know, of course, Trump, who's sitting over there, needs to be spanked with a baguette.
Oh, boy.
And I know how much you kind of, I mean, I'm not going to
oh
put
God.
Words in your mouth, but we have, I mean, he has a summit going on with his romantic partner, Putin.
Grab that tie, honey.
maybe yes! we could find Putin somewhere.
Yeah, I mean,
could we find Putin somewhere?
Trump,
and then
go find Putin.
Check our elections.
Okay.
Should I spank Trump?
He's in wardrobe.
Well, oh, I want to take that.
Oh,
honor.
I see.
I think, but I think you know Putin very well.
Oh, you want me to be Putin? I mean,
she's giving away our tricks now.
Spank Trump. I got really excited that maybe
you know,
you wanted me to take out
no
some aggression.
There's mystery on this.
Well, yes,
show.
We want you to do that
there's
too.
Can you no tell mystery. That I'm a little wound up? I
yeah,
have all of
yeah,
this like.
Yeah.
That's
and
why
I
we
almost
want
never you. Spank anyone. So I thought maybe you were saying I should spank someone.
We are.
Me.
Yeah.
You want to?
Can I spank you with a baguette? But I mean, are you in the mood for like a real spank? Because I'm really wound
no, but
up.
But you have to
I
be careful spanking with a baguette because it breaks.
Oh, I'm gonna break that fucking
no, yeah,
thing.
Exactly. That's what
but
I
you have
don't
more.
Want
break
you
budget.
To do. Yeah, I do. Okay.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Should I take the hard one?
Is it gluten-free?
No, they're all the same.
Always.
Okay.
They're all going to break.
All right. Should someone hold the mic so I can just really get into this?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dr. Susie. This isn't
no,
what
no, go
saying.
Ahead and do it, but we want...
This is not going to be sexy.
Okay, here we come. Here we go. Here we go.
Like me literally doing therapy with Phoenix.
That's always sexy.
Okay,
all right.
Are you ready? I'm serious, because I have, like, I have a lot of... This is not going to be sexy.
This is therapy.
I'm into
I think,
it.
I think it's sexy
you
already.
You should be the one being spanked.
This is very sexy.
How is this not sexy?
Wait, no, don't break another one of my baguettes. There you go. Get it all out there. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, she's got a lot of.
Is this splashing, Dr. Susie?
Wound up? This is
Marie Antoinette, eat your heart out.
Yeah.
Splosh, of course.
It is a kind of splosh. It's
I
bread
love my
splosh.
Life.
Baguette splosh.
Mm-hmm. So, what did you do last Saturday?
Yeah, baby. Rub that bread in.
Don't
her
give her
butt.
A yeast infection, though.
Baguette
I was
bread.
Just about to make that joke.
This is the best anniversary present ever.
Have some Monistat on hand.
All right.
Yeah, thank be ready for it.
Always be prepared.
Okay.
There is now a bun in that oven.
You got it. Yeah.
George and I will literally do this all night. Just roll with it.
They coquette. They
it looks
baguette.
Like they're in a jam.
I think Danielle got very turned on by the female wrestling we did last time.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Really I'm going to crumb all over the place.
That now. Erotic wrestling. Whoa. Forced bread eating. Whoa.
They're not loafing around here.
I really got to get something out of my system because.
Oh, yeah.
It was the most
Woo!
So, here we go.
This okay, you've made once again a mess.
Do what?
I told you they were the stars of Splosh, and
Dr. Susie,
I'm a mess. The stars of Splosh.
This isn't even sexy. I mean, I'm trying.
It's pretty sexy. This is
there
like the
are
best.
Baguette.
This is the best.
Yeah, how is this not sexy?
Out there.
This
is
wedding,
incredibly
wedding
sexy.
Present.
I mean, it just feels like cathartic release. Thank God Phoenix is so like loose and juicy because
and gorgeous.
And gorgeous and really.
And so are you.
Oh
and,
my God.
And you know, it's sexy. But hey, we don't have to try to be sexy.
Well,
we can just.
Today I feel like I have to try to be sexy.
Explore.
All right, we'll just explore with a spread.
Danielle's such a good actress.
Yeah.
I'm not acting. I'm literally just.
Yeah, right.
Trying not to be such a neurotic, crazy person.
Yeah, right.
Vive la France!
Woo!
Liberté, égalité, fraternité. Splosh! Right. Okay, so Trump is here.
Nope.
Just before we end, I am going to give him to him with a baguette.
Please do, doctor.
Just let's move the wrestling
sorry,
over to
I'm,
the side.
I made such a fucking mess, Dr. Susie. You should really spank me later.
I will.
Oh my God, I've been such a bad girl today.
But first, Rhiannon, would you take control of this monster?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Gladly. Get down.
Oh, now I'm turned on.
Hello.
Turn anybody around so they can see your face.
Oh my God, should I?
And where's Putin? Where's Putin?
Where is Putin?
Rhiannon, are you okay with me resting my foot on Daddy Trump?
For the moment.
Okay.
All right. I think he can't find Putin.
We found Putin's over there in a heap.
Stay.
All right, stay. Okay. Stay.
And whack. Whack. That's for the 12 Russian operatives that have been indicted. And whack. That's for imprisoning children. And whack. Whack. That's for arresting Stormy.
Ooh.
Whack. 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 That's for giving away the whole store to the 0.001%. And whack, whack, that's for ruining France.
Oh, yeah.
Last Bastille Day.
Yeah.
Just ruined it.
Yeah. What about Planned Parenthood?
And whack, whack, whack. You're late for your meeting with Putin.
I heard someone mention my
Lagosh. Lagosh.
Did someone mention my name?
That's right.
Oh, good.
Here,
we're in Helsinki
I'll
now.
I'll hand this over to you, my friend.
I don't know.
Meeting with President Trump is always
whack.
A pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Except for when he drools
you
on
own
me.
Him.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. That is disgusting. Somebody, please get me a napkin. Literally, he's drooling.
He's drooling. Where is a napkin? We need a napkin. Putin is drooling. Oh, yeah, there you go. Use the tie or the white shirt.
A napkin.
So what are we supposed to be discussing? My Russian hookers or what? The sex therapy you're going to get at the Dr. Susan Block Institute?
He's getting it.
I'm sorry. The therapy you're getting at the Dr. Susan Institute, I don't understand. Why am I having to meet with people I don't like?
This meeting has been arranged for months, years.
A long time, years.
I mean, you know.
What are we talking about? Why is he still drooling?
You're his puppeteer. You should know. Okay.
Dr. Susan,
bring in the napkin.
Please give this man more therapy so he can make an actual sentence. Why he have nothing to say this time? On Twitter, he tweet. Now we meet. He has nothing to fucking say.
Nothing to say.
All right.
Well,
garbage.
I think we're almost out of time.
Pure garbage.
Good. Or are we? How much time do we have?
First time?
The worst American.
We have 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
We've been going for
garbage,
more than 10.
Trash.
But we didn't have 10 before.
Good. Right. That's enough time for President Trump to suck my dick. Somebody, please, get me strap on. Please.
Here you go. Here's
no.
Strap on. Here.
No, I want real dick.
We
no,
have
I want,
bread.
I want him to
we
suck
bread.
My real dick. What the fuck?
You're
okay,
so
fine.
Demanding. What do you think? You own this country?
Yes, of course I own this country.
Well,
what do you think the Cold War was about? And now, how do you think this idiot
suck
won
it.
The election? Come on.
Of course, we know that.
I'm trying to make the world great again, you know? Well, Russia's the best country in the world. We have all the best women, everyone knows.
But the best
the
baguettes
hookers.
Are from France. The best baguettes are definitely from France.
Okay, where's my blowjob? I'm not...
How about pierogies?
Not getting any younger.
Okay, come on, Trump.
Okay, very
nice. There you go.
But really get into it, yes.
The bread, yeah. There
yes.
you go.
Very nice.
Eat that bread.
Oh, that's good. I like very much.
Here, but show your face
I'm so
now.
Glad
oh,
here right
show
now.
The
face. You have 3 minutes.
Show the face.
Somebody call TMZ. What the fuck? Come on. Where's TMZ?
Somebody
come
shove
on.
That baguette up his ass.
I'm not kidding. You have
with no
two
comment.
Presidents sucking each other's cock and TMZ not here. What the fuck?
Well, especially with Danielle.
Suck that baguette.
I just hope that.
Oh my God! Hurry up! Come on! We only have 5 minutes before the show.
Come on,
I need to come.
Yeah, 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
I think you're coming all over the rug.
Oh. That's disgusting.
Blowing loads.
Well, that was anticlimactic. What the fuck?
What does he have on his head? A bread?
Bread. It's all bread. But it's Putin's cum. He comes kind of dry.
White bread.
He wasn't Stalin.
Enriched.
Oh, geez.
You know, goodness. He's part robot.
Very good.
After all. All right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we've got a couple of minutes. So we're going to just say thank you to Mr. Trumpist for participating in our show. Thank you for Rhiannon Ahrens and Danielle Watson, Chef Bilal.
Hi. I heard Putin
Phoenix
came
Dawn
to visit.
And Callista Rocks and the Hollywood Jane Review. Veronica Boss, Lana Entendre, and Georgia O'Queef. And we'll be right back with more burlesque and Rubenesque. And hot.
You're out.
Hot
you're out.
Fun. You're out. So don't come yet and don't go away.
We'll be right back.
Hi. I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much, which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read the Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
drug industry. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen?
You hear that buzz? That's the Motor Bunny.
And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
And we are the Dr. Susan Block Show. When you listen to this show, you turn the lights down low to a nice Rubenesque burlesque glow. And I broke my baguette, so I'm flying it up the flagpole to see who salutes it. Mm-hmm. And we are celebrating the Jour de Bastille. Woo-hoo! Happy Bastille Day from Bonoboville. Liberté, égalité, fraternité, sex. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Namaste.
Woman.
Hey, woman! Woo!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so I broke most of my baguettes. Actually, Danielle helped. But it is her second anniversary along with the chef, so we're very excited.
Which explains why I had so much sexual tension to release. Mm.
Uh-huh. And so they're naked, except for a boa. Constrictor.
A red boa for all the blood of all the soldiers who fought for freedom.
Liberté,
or all
fraternité,
the women
egalité.
Who bled for humanity.
You know, will those words ever mean something again? That's too heavy. Let's do some burlesque.
Yes, please.
Well, yeah. We need humor. We do. I mean, because we're seeing the truth so much. It's shocking, it's scary.
And it's setting us free.
Well.
Well, that's what it says in the Bible, Dr. Know. Susan.
Yeah, I know, and you are here to represent
I know all
the
about
Bible
that.
In your nudity.
I could teach a class.
And God created Adam and Eve naked as jaybirds, Betty Page told me. Mm-hmm. And there you are.
And there we are.
And we have the Hollywood Jane Review here tonight. And also, Callista Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Has very sparkly lipstick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. And so we've got Georgia O'Queefe.
Hello.
And Veronica Voss. And Lana Entendre.
Bonsoir.
So you can take Lana either way, I guess. Anglais ou français.
I get that a lot.
You have other sides and aspects, I'm sure. You are a diamond.
The chef is naked. So,
yeah, that's true.
Oh,
and
oh, look, that's
letting
me.
It all hang out.
Clothes on.
Okay, so is the Facebook camera on his penis?
No.
Okay.
The Facebook camera is right. Just listening to this.
Okay. How about my baguette? Penis.
Your baguette's great. That's okay. A big hit.
Yeah. Suck my baguette. Oh, yeah. Bite my baguette. I like to have it bitten. Actually, you can tell, yeah? Oh, Danielle, bite my baguette, baby. Oh, she's sucking it really good. You could be a porn star. Stormy Danielle. Oops, she broke it. Well, she's got to learn some things. Okay, well, now her husband is actually sucking my baguette. Whoa.
He's pretty good at giving head, too.
At this point, I'm short but
I'm
thick,
impressed.
Is what you would say.
He's called a chode.
I'm okay, giving head to a baguette.
That is short.
You know, it's French.
Oh
we are God. Appreciating France.
Okay. Oui,
and
oui.
By the way, where did Jay-Z and Beyonce do their ape shit video? In the Louvre. Because they are also apeshit for liberté, égalité, fraternité. Max and I are the Jay-Z and Beyonce of Bonoboville, right?
Yes, amen.
Wish we had their billion, but, you know. We have Trump on a leash, which is actually his tie. And that's what the tie is for. Get those thumbs down. I don't like the thumbs.
We're warning you.
You know,
we're
before
trying to
we
tell
tied
you
up
about
the
this
stop thumbing.
Jay-Z and Beyonce could never pay for what you and Max have.
Well, they could. I would give them something.
It wouldn't work.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Yes, you can pay.
You can pay. We offer sex therapy for couples, you know.
I like to think we're the Jay-Z and Beyonce of car sex.
There you go. You are. You are. And actually, where's my
I don't think there's
Cosmo.
Anyone that has a more Cosmo famous car
somewhere.
Sex
somewhere. I think it's in
we
that.
Loved reading your article in Cosmopolitan about how, kind of stupid it is to... It is kind of stupid to think you can fuck in a car and get away with it, but I mean,
what's your favorite?
No, actually, I was really against fucking in a moving car.
Yeah. Well, we've done that too.
I felt was really wrong.
The most crazy car scene I ever had.
Fucking in a stationary car is okay, I think. It's just that you're risking getting busted.
Well, that
happens. The best position you guys do in the car?
Well, this one time,
moving and dying.
We were driving to this hot springs, Harbin Hot Springs, and we were going up this. Isn't it amazing? I mean, they just rebuilt it. It burnt down. They just rebuilt it. But we were driving up this dirt, like up this like mountain hill, and somehow, like, I think I convinced her to jump on top of me, and like, she was literally riding me as a
woman
on
top.
Out in the country,
face to face.
Cowgirl.
My son.
Yeah, while his son was trailing us in the car behind.
Was trailing in the car behind us.
Well, you hit a bump, and Danielle accidentally ended up on your car.
All right, let's make a pit stop here in Bonoboville, and we are going to
have
a performance.
She redirects away from incest.
I got it.
Really,
you know. Fine segues.
He wasn't incest.
Yeah.
He wasn't
so we're now going to see a little performance by a performance artist of the art of burlesque.
You're too kind.
Lana.
Yeah.
Entendre.
Oh!
The Hollywood Jane Review.
I have
live
no
from Bonoboville on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
I have no idea
show.
What the music's going to be.
Here she is. And let's have the Kingster. Play the Kingster. By Carmina Formosa. Kingster. Woo!
All day. Look at that adorable backside. And you can come see it again on Tuesday. So nice.
Sexy.
Woo!
Specialty. Yeah.
Tassel twirling.
Yeah.
It's a good workout.
You have the perfect size tits to twirl tassels. I mean, it's literally the perfect size because it's just like you really control them.
Anyone
and it's
just can
amazing.
Do it, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but
anyone
can
do
it, but you got the perfect size titties to be like, jang, jang, jang.
She does. It's true. Yeah. Jang, 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 jang.
Woo! Very nice. And what is their size, just for the numbers people out there?
I think they're a C plus.
The C plus?
plus
indeed.
So as long as we're comparing, I was talking about comparing earlier.
Uh-huh.
What about your size?
I'm actually at 42D. So I wish I was a 40.
And what is your specialty?
My specialty, I actually have really good tassel twirling skills. I used to do burlesque. I guess my specialty, I do so many different specialties. Everybody likes my big ass. Everybody likes my big ass.
Yeah.
I love to see it. Booté.
See it.
Woo! Woo, woo, woo!
But it's all covered
that's
up.
That's
wow.
Can we see the actual ass? Or can we see the live ass?
She's got layers.
Okay.
Layers here.
Oh, speaking
she's
of
like
striptease
a cake.
On a hot night, all those
there
layers.
You go.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Striptease Callista here. Callista rocks live from. Don't go to the. Let's see the real thing, please. I'm talking to my back people. Okay. And up we go. Woohoo! Very nice. Mm-hmm. Mm, so that was the A.
56 inches of booty. Mm.
Oh, damn.
And your face.
And an amazing Miss Piggy tattoo, I might say.
Yeah, I mean, oh my god, that's gorgeous.
That is a real piece of art.
Oh, look at that. Miss Piggy.
Mm. Another female warrior.
Nice. Is that a role model?
This one is actually one of my favorites. It's actually based off of a Russian prison tattoo from a female prostitute that was in, and that F stands for free love.
Free love!
Lover.
Woo-hoo.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm always a lover.
And yeah, well, let's see. What should we do in our remaining few?
Well,
you're about to say something, and I don't know if I should allow that. I guess I will. Okay, go on. I acknowledged it. I might as well.
I don't even know what I was going to say anymore. I mean, I think I was going to say something about the Russian tattoo.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I would need my Vladimir Putin alter ego for that. And
go forth.
I'm about half a glass into my first glass of champagne.
We might have that, Vladimir. After all, Helsinki is here.
So speaking of Russians and asses and truth, I would like to invite our listeners and viewers to a very special performance hosted by Dominatrixes Against Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
For our San Diego contingency next Saturday at Take Me Home Gallery. There will be an opening from 5 to 11. For a show called Taboo, and we are doing a special surprise performance where you may air your Trump-related grievances.
All right. We have many.
Yes, and there is, you can get a free ticket at my website. It's 18 and over only, so you have to reserve your spot.
Mm-hmm. And also, Dad, the Dominatrixes Against Donald Trump, are going to visit us here in Bonoboville.
Indeed.
On August 4th, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a very, very special trumping.
And I think we're going to have some Russian hookers.
We are. We're going to have a variety of Russian hookers, I believe.
Yes, we are. So, well, what else do you have up your sleeves?
What's that?
You took your sleeves off, right. All right. Well, I'm just offering if you have anything else up your sleeves. Otherwise, we'll just keep going with what we're doing.
I don't know what's up.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, if you want to see more, you should come over to our show.
Yeah, you can see the show.
No, we know about that. We're going to talk about that again, and we're going to come and see you. But we're here now, and we have a visiting dignitary.
Yes,
and he's so wearing a boa to show how much he likes burlesque.
Well, I got very excited when I saw her Russian tattoo, so I came back.
Mm.
I came back.
Miss Piggy is Russian?
No.
Oh, the other one.
The Russian, liberation of the Russian.
Mm.
Did you ever fuck that prostitute, Putin?
This is your. This is a Russian fairy.
Tell me more about what this Russian liberation means.
Well, the Russian liberation, I just thought it was kind of signifying the freedom of some of the probably people that were just suffering so badly, and I wanted to have their freedom and their experience as a sex worker, you know, tattooed right on my thigh with the F that could stand for freedom or could stand for feminism or a feline or any kind of wonderful F word. I really love F.
F
so
you
actually,
too,
that's why,
baby.
And then lover. Cause
France. It stands for Vive la France.
Yes.
And France.
Wait. Yes.
It is.
I think sex workers are the future of the world. Sex workers are the future of all worlds. The new world order shall be ruled by sex workers. I really believe.
You know, it already
is. Please.
Straight from Putin's mouth to your ears.
Stormy Daniels is,
national treasure.
You know, absolutely a national treasure. And she's more in the news than you, Putin.
Well, you know? Because she's much more interesting.
Yeah, well, but you're pretty interesting with the boa on. I notice you're trying to compete a little bit. Maybe you want to be a stripper,
too. I have to relax and touch into my feminine side.
Why not? You're the richest guy in the world. You might as well get in touch with your feminine side.
Absolutely.
Relax.
Absolutely.
Does Donnie do that for you? Donnie, come over here and suck Putin's bread.
It's the bonobo way. Come on.
Yeah.
The bonobo
way. Come on over here, Donnie. I want you to suck Putin's bread now, Donnie. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The baguette. Well, but this wait a second. The tie is now in front of the baguette. You know,
this
we've got to have a good
order.
View of this.
This is the new...
And move your microphone to the other side, Putin, so that, you know, we've got TMZ here. Right. This is what's happening. And do you think his base cares? Not a bit.
The new world order. Come on.
But you know what? I wouldn't care if he did this either. I would think this would be maybe a new world odor. But
yes, I.
It's okay. Yes. Romance is okay.
Even men need other
but
men.
Give up all your money, Putin.
Men need intimacy with other men.
Yeah, well, why don't you make it legal in Russia?
It will be very soon. We need to be with... We need the bonobo way where
that's
men
right.
can be free.
That's right, okay. These guys are
come
training.
In.
Yes. 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 Whoa. Okay, his penis fell off.
Penis
oh my
just
God!
Just broke in half, ladies and gentlemen. On right. a porn set, we
and
have to pull a time out.
It broke.
Well,
literally broke in half.
The bromance.
I love you. I love you.
They're in love.
I love you.
Putin's penis is as broken as our foreign policy.
We don't have to be afraid anymore. We don't have to fear what we really want.
These two. We got to keep
who
them
needs
busy.
NATO when you have Netto?
And out of trouble.
Praise the Lord.
Going to vomit.
Wow,
see,
they're making out.
If the sex tape was released, I might change my vote.
Making out and heavy petting. Whoa.
So what are you doing?
You guys. This is not sex.
Oh, wait, wait. Oh, wait. We got a little surprise here.
Oh, my God. Panties.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we need something harder.
Yeah.
Throw the book at him.
Whoa. Make him hold his head up.
Ah. This is how we heal the world and bring the countries together. Yes.
Unity through mantis.
Well, now you know what happens in hell, Sinky.
What do they say? You go to heaven for the weather, hell for the entertainment?
This is what happens in heaven.
Now we just need to send him to Mars, ladies and gentlemen. Put him in a capsule, in a pod, and just send his ass to Mars.
Elon Musk could take care of that, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's...
Elon Musk, please help us.
Aww,
we'll invest.
They're making, like, bonobos. Oh, I think that's a good thing.
Putin in the pod.
But he still needs to be spanked. And he didn't really win.
Mm, no. Should get 12 spankings.
Now we meditate.
One for each Russian indictment.
Ah, yes, brothers and sisters. We need our burlesque because they're robbing us blind. So thank you, burlesquers.
Woo!
The Commedia Erotica performers of Bonoboville. And our visiting performers from the Hollywood Jane Review.
Woo!
So I also would like to invite Ikor the Wolf back on the stage because he was gone for a week. A whole week.
No.
Ikor.
Ow!
Ow!
Here he is, Bonoboville Rapmaster
Ikor the Wolf. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome back, Brigitte. Brigitte Bardot. Mm-hmm. Speaking of French, we have Brigitte Bardot, the new Brigitte Bardot, right here.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Ooh la la.
Le manger bonbon.
We haven't seen you for a while.
French toast.
I know you have the joie de la fessée. You enjoy the spanking. Yeah. Don't talk off the microphone or I will spank you right now. Right so. Now.
I did speak French and I told you to eat me candy.
Ooh, ooh la la. You are a cunning linguist.
Le manger bonbon.
Mm-hmm. Manger bonbon.
Yeah.
Oui, oui.
I am Bardot, by the way.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Brigitte Bardot.
I got that.
You did. Welcome back to you, too. You haven't been a Bonobo girl for a while. Yeah. But Ikor was visiting his son, who is a Chippendales dancer.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's some gene
in
pool.
Vegas. Yeah. So, since the subject is striptease, would anyone like to help me to strip Ikor's Bonobo Mill shirt off? Thank you.
It's your anniversary. We didn't want to impose.
Oh, yeah. That's a good gene pool. I can. Is this a new song, Ikor?
No, just something I got on.
Are you gonna freestyle for it?
Yeah, y'all ready?
With a feather hanging off your balls.
It's glued on. It's a fashion statement.
Man, let me hear everybody in the building say she bad.
She bad.
Give me that volume, because there's a lot of bad ladies up here tonight. Yes, all these bad girls. If y'all bad girl tonight, let me hear you say, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the ladies say, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, say it sexually. Yeah, 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 yeah. Look how she shake it. Woo! Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, damn, y'all can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. She got me watching, lightweight stalking. But in the smooth way, she made me say damn. Kick like jam, 10 times John piece. Added up, $7, made me holler. What up though, just to make my presence known. I'm a wolf, I roam, and I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way she move that thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from her ass. Quake damn, if you got that pop, that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it. Back that thing up like beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that block to go. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, Daniel can go bang. Everybody stop, stop and look at Daniel pop. That thing, bang, got him ready to spin some dope. Oh, come on, we up in Bonobo, clap with y'all. They show me love, dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance, tap tails with a man I don't even know. But this night for show, that deal, she ill, she says. Real tight, 2D styles, and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me, let me have it, no static. The baddest one in the club, right, she, yes sir. I ain't lying, I'm fine, she got it like that, she bad. Look how she shake that thing. I can't hear y'all, let me hear y'all say it. She bad. Ready? Come on. Can't hear y'all. What? I can't hear y'all. She bad. Yeah. She bad. Yeah. Don't stop, cause you got me turnt by the way you pop and the way you pop. You got me hot, so don't stop. Go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody, cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing, make it bang, bang, bang.
I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she dying, oh my. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, got Glock and go. Lose, we taking it while she shaking it. Back that thing up like beep, 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 beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. What me here, y'all? What? What? I can't hear y'all. That girl can go. She shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, where she can go. Yeah. Yeah, she bad. She bad. Yeah, she bad. She bad. She bad. Woo!
Oh! Equal the world.
Yes.
Howling.
Yeah. Howling at the
live
moon.
Live from Bonobaville.
On the Dr. Susan Block Show.
She bad. We bad.
Hey, man. We all bad.
Yeah, babe.
Spank it bad.
Spank it bad.
So what's up, baby?
You know, all my baguettes are breaking.
I'm bad, you're bad. We're all bad here.
On the next Breaking Baguettes on the Dr. Block Show.
Okay.
What you want to talk about? What you want to say?
I think we're close almost out of time. Oh, we're kind of over.
Period.
Everybody have fun tonight with Dr. Block. Let me hear y'all say yeah.
Yeah.
Let me hear y'all say, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Say hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Doc Bleezy.
So how much time do we have?
We got time to just keep looking at you, girl. Keep looking at you, girl. Ow. Ow.
Oh, my God.
Can anyone answer me out there in technical land?
Do I have time for a spanking, Dr.?
They always throw up hands.
We're trying to find out. This
means
is not a very organized.
It just means something.
It's not very organized.
I have 5 minutes.
You have 5 minutes.
And that's it.
That's
okay.
It.
You're not going to say in 4 minutes that I have 5 more minutes.
No.
Right? I mean, you could. I'd roll with it.
You could just like, kick Donald Trump for the next 5 minutes.
I could suck your bread again, Dr. Susie.
Yeah.
You can watch that?
Suck so. My bread.
It's really satisfying to suck it, but not actually eat it.
Yeah, I feel like I should spank somebody with this bread, the last spank that's in it. So it has to be a good ass. Who would like to take the last spank?
Well, the lady had that 56 ass.
Yeah.
56.
You would like to take it. Okay. It's only going to be one. Here, hold this.
I need it. I've been such a bad girl today.
So.
I made my husband clean on our wedding anniversary.
Are we lined up for this? Because this is it. No. Don't grab the pussy
like
or
Max.
The baguette. No coquette, stop, no boy. Baguette for you.
Don't stop, boy.
Okay. So you have to turn around.
Okay. I turn around.
Yeah, okay.
Should I face Daddy?
No, the other way.
Okay.
No, you should face the camera.
The camera.
Your
okay.
Butt. Where? Your butt
yeah.
Should
but
face the
yeah.
Camera.
Okay.
Not my face. I'm
totally
just totally your butt.
Okay, totally.
No, not,
my,
no.
Oh, not even a little bit of my face.
No.
You're teasing.
But it's
you're
so
teasing.
Cute.
You could go like this.
You're teasing. Okay, you're like, ass teasing.
Yeah,
ass like that. That's okay. Right.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, you're right. My ass does look better than my face.
Okay. I told you it wasn't going to be long.
But it was good.
Look at that round thumper.
I needed it.
Yeah. And so did we. Le joie de la fesse. Bastille Day. The bonobo way. Oh, yay. Live from Bonoboville. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Les frères et les sœurs. We
c'est
appreciate
magnifique.
The burlesque of life because life is hard for the 99.9% that we are. And, you know, sometimes the burlesque, it carries you into revolution. It does.
Yes.
And, of course, yes, here we don't want to do it with guillotines and guns. Although the other side kind of is. But, you know, we're trying to do it like bonobos.
And bonobos empower the females. That's right. They're very me too, but me too, me too. The guys too, right? Not just the girls. The women are empowered, the female bonobos, but the males feel good about it. The males enjoy.
Get laid.
Yeah, the males are getting laid. And not just by the lay there, but really having some sex. And by the way, the sex takes all different forms, mostly outer course, actually, a lot of oral sex and kissing and hugging.
And humping.
Hugging, which I just read today, the children who are being held in detention camps by you.
What?
Trump. You're holding children in detention camps. No, get those thumbs down. I liked it when Professor Oney tied up your thumbs. And by the way, it's not just him. Obama had some kids in detention camps, but he has a lot more than anybody. And he's like trying to make an example, right? And these kids aren't even allowed to hug each other. They're not allowed to touch each other.
And they're all his business friends. It's big business.
Prison business.
It's the prison
now
business.
Now, that's the Bastille that Feed we got to storm, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. The prison industrial complex of the United States of America that holds more prisoners than any place else.
3 minutes.
And they feed the machine. They got to keep feeding the machine.
That's
feed the
right. Machine. That's the Bastille we really need to storm, other than my pussy. Oh, yeah. Max will storm.
And my pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and your pussy needs to be stormed.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyways, we love you, and we want you to make like bonobos, not baboons, and go to the Hollywood Jane Review, which is where?
Rockwell Table and Stage in Los Feliz.
All right. Thank you so much, Georgia O'Queef, Lana Entendre, and Veronica Voss. And thank you, Blanche Bourgeois, as well.
Yeah.
Check it out. Burlesque. Lots of fun. Take the whole family. I mean, I don't know. It seems like you could, but anyway, what do I know? I'm a bonobo. So thank you, Rhianna and Aarons, and check out her art. Check out her art. Right. In San Diego, and the Dominatrixes against Donald Trump will be back in Bonoboville August 5th, but if you need more of them, go down to San Diego at the where? Anyway.
Take Me Home Gallery in Little Italy.
Okay. And Callista Rocks. I feel like we didn't get to know you too well, but maybe we will more later.
Yes, and you can find me at CallistaRocks.com. R-O-X-X-X.
Okay. R-O-X-X-X. And then there is the lovely married couple. 2 years. Congratulations.
All right, kids.
Yeah.
Liberté, yeah. Fraternité, égalité, yeah. Le mariage. Mm-hmm. And they are Frenching now. That's called French kissing because the French know how to do that. They are romantique. Oui, oui, romanesque.
I am French.
As well as burlesque. As well as Rubenesque. And we are always happy to see you, most bonobo couple
you,
winners.
We love you, and we love everyone here. Thank you so much for being our family.
I hope you don't love me like you love Trump. I mean, maybe it's okay.
I love you so much more than I love Trump.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Susie for president.
Yeah. Woo!
President of France. Wee wee.
President of Bonoboville.
President of everywhere.
President of our hearts.
There you go. Max gave me an award for world's best person. How's that? Can't
you
beat that.
It.
So I
yay.
I don't want to run for any other office. That one's just it. So and we're so happy to have Ikor the Wolf back.
Yeah. Woohoo!
And Brigitte Bardot. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, maybe we'll have an after show. Joie de la fesse avec toi. Okay, and my lovely assistant, here she is, ass producer and
the Phoenix
Dr. Susan Block Institute therapist, Phoenix Dawn. Woohoo!
Hello.
Don't play
you
with my bread.
You look better than you look in your picture,
this
Phoenix,
is
in
a
real
lot
life.
Bigger than anything you've got.
I'm trying to say you look good. Fucking great. You look even better than you look in your photo. And I'll be happy to wrestle with you. Anytime.
All right, so I think I'm just about out of time. So
you
I just want to say,
time.
Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust. Greater trust and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Can I get an amen?